the promise of God's love for us and for everyone. Rejoice here upon this day. Our Emmanuel has come. Blessed hope for all. Rejoice in a manger lay. The promise of
Focus on the Family. I wanted to thank you for a particular radio interview last year. You see, my husband and I separated after 30 years.
Hi, this is Jim Daly. It's always a privilege and a blessing when we hear back from people who have received help and encouragement from Focus on the Family. A particularly touching letter we received came from an anonymous couple. The wife continued.
After hearing that program, something just clicked. I'm happy to say that my husband and I were reunited 3 months later. We've supported your ministry for many years, and little did we know that God would use you to save our marriage.
This is just one powerful example of how you help to restore marriage and rebuild families. With your financial support here at the end of the year, Focus is able to turn heartache and desperation within the family into redemption and hope. Won't you give us a call and partner with us today? Our number is 1-800-661-9800 or go online to focusonthefamily.ca.
Serving Buffalo, Toronto, and farther beyond, this is 99.5 WDCX-FM, WDCX-FM HD1 and AM 970 WDCZ, Buffalo, and broadcasting in crystal clear HD radio and worldwide at WDCXradio.com.
Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us in the last days of 2013. Oh, I don't know. It's going too fast. Slow down, 2013. Well, as we know, New Year's Eve is right around the corner, and that New Year 2014 sounds, I don't know, it sounds like Jetsons age to me. Some of you probably don't even know what the Jetsons are, but yeah, I remember the Jetsons. It just sounds like so way out there in the future to me, but it is right around the corner, and you need to start writing down your goals for 2014. You need to start writing those down because, you know what? I write them down every year. My husband and I, we sit down, we get a piece of paper, and sometimes it's on New Year's Eve even, and we write down our goals in every category, you know, personally, professionally, financially, spiritually, in every category for like 1 year, 5 years, 10 years. And it's a good idea to do that. It really is. It does help you stay on track, and, you know, you do have to track because you can't really manage what you don't measure, and that's part of the whole deal. So write down those goals before the new year. Also, you know, we will be talking about the BAC changes. Now, oh, gosh, you know, I know it's been a little bit confusing for people and a little bit emotional for people, these changes that have happened at the Buffalo Athletic Club. I was actually on AM Buffalo yesterday talking about them, and Scott Scanlon from the Buffalo News interviewed me last night about the changes, and his article will be coming out next Saturday in Refresh Magazine. He's also has a blog out, by the way. If you go to the Buffalo News site, you can just Google his name, Scott Scanlon, and his blog will come up. But yes, so there were changes that went on, and of course, you know, it was a tough decision, I know, for everyone, including the owners, because the BAC co-ed clubs have been around for many, many years. And, you know, I'm going to talk about that when we come back from our endorsed sponsors a little bit more, what that means and what it means to the employees, what it means to the members. And really, you know, I mean, it's all over social media. People are, you know, talking about this, and also how to make the decision, because some of you have a decision to make. Are you going to stay with that other club or come, you know, with the Buffalo Athletic Club? Some of you don't have any decisions to make. So we'll talk about all of that, and, you know, I'll give you the 411 on that as well. And then, of course, shopping for a gym. How do you make that decision? You know, what are going to be the points that you look at and that you consider in shopping for a gym? I'm going to tell you my professional opinion. Of course, 30 years working for a large health club chain like Valley Total Fitness. I've been on both sides of the fence, seen a lot over the last 30 years. So, you know, my professional opinion I'll give you. outside of the fact that I am, you know, a Buffalo Athletic Club employee and I'm staying a Buffalo Athletic Club employee, I also have years of experience to draw from and very familiar with LA Fitness as well. And then, of course, I want to mention briefly the trends for 2014 in the gym. Okay, so the trends for health and fitness for 2014, we're going to be just talking about that briefly as well when we come back. And then my good friend Charlene Granieri Brocious is in studio, and she's a BAC member, so, you know, I know she has some questions as well. We're going to be talking to her about our aging parents. And, you know, we had a lot of feedback from the last time Charlene was on, you know, because it is the time of year where a lot of people are home, seeing their parents. Maybe they haven't seen them for a year. Maybe they haven't seen them for 6 months. But changes happen pretty quickly. They can happen overnight with your aging parents. How do you deal with that? What are your choices? You know, Charlene is just an expert at this. She's very knowledgeable as not only a registered nurse, but also as the director of Peregrine's Landing. And she will give us the 411 on that. And, you know, she's a wealth of information for resources. And, you know, we all are going to go through this at one time or another. And so it's really important that you not wait until that emergency happens. I know over the last couple of months, actually the last couple of weeks, I've had a couple of people close to me, family members as well as friends, who their loved ones, their parents have fallen or taken a turn for, you know, the worst in terms of their cognitive ability. And, you know, so it's something that's really, really important. We want to take care of our parents, you know, just as well, if not better than, you know, they took care of us. And you know what? That's what we need to do. I mean, of course, God commands us to take care of the needy and the widows and, of course, the people who are in our family, our loved ones that need us. So, you know, it's something that is close to my heart, of course, with my mom, who's 91, and not everyone can do what I'm doing. So I have a ton of questions that I get on a regular basis for people who can't do what I do. So Charlene Brocious from Peregrine's Landing will be here. And so when we come back, I'll get right into it about the BAC changes and then shopping for a gym, mentioning the trends for 2014, and then Charlene Brocious from Peregrine's Landing will be joining us. Stay with us. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth.
Investing in your health and wellness is more than a luxury. It's a vital part of self-care. Licensed massage therapist Rebecca Albert believes that therapeutic massage coupled with proper nutrition and supplementation work as a preventative measure. Rebecca has worked with Robbie Ra in gaining an understanding of the impact of nutrition, supplement, and exercise on her own health. Now she's able to assist you in managing your pain through massage and nutrition. Rebecca also accepts insurance. Call her today to schedule your Raw Truth massage appointment at 316-2511. That's 316-2511.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that, too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambagorda today at 716-636-1470.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
Okay, we are back, and Charlene Brocious will be joining us. Actually, I'm going to have you join us right now, Charlene, because we are going to be talking... Good morning, by the way. We are going to be talking about the Buffalo Athletic Club changes. And, of course, the Buffalo Athletic Club, RAC, decided to sell their co-ed clubs to LA Fitness. And, you know, that happened, you know... The announcement was made this past week, and obviously it was a tough decision for everyone. But basically, the sale allows them to concentrate and expand on their women's only clubs and programs. And, you know, the fact of the matter is there's over 50 co-ed clubs in the area now. And the market's been, you know, saturated. So all of their co-ed clubs, they were approached, from what I understand, several times by LA Fitness. And they decided to, you know, the offer was so extremely favorable, the last offer that was made, that they decided to go for it. And, I mean, you know, financially, I know that, you know, it made sense, and it's tough. It's not just about the money, because I saw somebody write that on social media. It's not just about the money. But you know what? You know, there are changes, and I went through this with Bally Total Fitness, Charlene. You know, I was with Bally Total Fitness for 30 years. I was the regional director, and then I was the national director, and I stepped down from the national director position so that I wouldn't be traveling all over the country all the time and in Canada and what have you. But at the same time, after that, our clubs, Bally Total Fitness clubs, started to be bought off in different markets, and LA Fitness was one of the main companies that was buying a lot of our clubs in the major markets. And so that was tough. It was very emotional for me. We went from, you know, 430 clubs to, you know, it just kept, the chunks kept coming off. And basically, it was very emotional for everybody that had been there as long. And that is what the employees now that have been with the Buffalo Athletic Club are going through themselves. You know, it's kind of like you're breaking up with someone, you know. And yeah. And so I, you know, I'm not exactly sure what, you know, what I can do to make the men feel better, because, of course, the men are someone, you know, like my husband, who is a co-ed member. I will no longer be working out with him. He will no longer be in my, you know, he will no longer be in my, yeah, a lot of male clients in my class, and he will no longer be able to take my class. Now, I did give him one of my videos, so he's taking it in my living room. But I know you are married as well. And so, you know, I don't know. How do you feel about not working out with your husband? Your husband was going to be joining the gym.
Well, you know what? Originally I joined, originally.
Yes.
Originally I joined the, I joined just simply because I didn't
enjoy having just the women only.
Right, right. Yes.
My husband has gotten into, you know, knowing that he wants to stay healthy. And, you know, so we had recently, I think I was telling you, that our insurance is now covering. And I had just talked him into possibly, you know, joining in January so that we could have maybe a couple nights a week that would be something that we could do together.
Right, right.
And, you know, and exercise. So,
I mean, yeah, well, it's tough. I don't know if there's any answer to that. There were several guys, you know, from my class that came over. So, you know, I brought like 100 people over from Valley Total Fitness to the Buffalo Athletic Club, and you know, several of them were men. And so it was tough. We ended up having them over one night. The last Monday class I taught at the co-ed club, my husband invited all the men over, and we had a little powwow. Not all of them. I don't even know the number of some of them. So if you weren't invited, that's why. I don't know your number or your contact information. But the thing is, you know, I am excited. It did take me, Charlene, it took me about 10 seconds to decide whether or not I was going to be working for LA Fitness or the Buffalo Athletic Club. And yesterday on AM Buffalo, you know, I was asked how I made that decision. And I'll tell you the God's honest truth. It's really simple. I am very familiar with the co-ed chain, okay? The co-ed large club chain. Very familiar with that. Came from it. You know, I was one of those people in a senior level position that was walking through the club with, the owners of the clubs. We were walking through the markets all the time. So I really wasn't on the other end. I thought, okay, the owners are walking through the club. But in a market like Buffalo, it's a small market, you're not going to see the owners of big club chains walking through their clubs.
Right.
You're just not going to see that. Whereas the Buffalo Athletic Clubs, the owners are in the clubs. They care about the members. They care about the employees. And here's the thing. It's the difference between a large club chain and something like the Buffalo Athletic Club is this. Basically, if you want to go out to dinner, you want really good Italian food, are you going to go to Olive Garden, or are you going to go to, you know, something that is a locally owned, really delicious,
homemade food,
homemade, mm-hmm. you know, sauce that our mothers made,
right.
You know, are you going to go to a chain like Olive Garden, or are you going to go to a specialty locally owned restaurant? That's the difference when you're thinking about which club you want to go to, because people who joined the co-ed Buffalo Athletic Club need to make a decision by January 31st. Are they going to stay with LA Fitness? These are the women. Are they going to stay with LA Fitness, or are they going to come to the women's only, one of the six Buffalo Athletic women's only locations now? That's the decision they need to make. And you joined at a women's club, Charlene, so...
I did, and you know what? It's similar in my field. I mean, I'm in assisted living, and there's companies that are across the nation, and they have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of assisted living communities. Oftentimes, it's very cookie cutter, and the people that are inside, if you know, in my position, I happen to be an administrator, but you don't have a say in different things that your clients
right.
or your, you know, the people that you're dealing with mm-hmm. want. And so, you know, we're able to customize our program because of it, and it would be the same thing with this. Mm-hmm. I know that I've gone into several of the three that I usually visit, and the owner has been there.
Right.
And I remember saying a couple different things. There was something regarding just the sign up and the deal that was going on, and, mm-hmm. you know, you're right. I did have that person to actually talk to.
Right.
So
the owners of the Buffalo Athletic Club, they have integrity. They have trustworthiness. I'm not reading from a script, by the way, but, you know, this is the way I honestly feel. In fact, I asked Rick, one of the owners, I said, before I went on AM Buffalo yesterday, and before I was interviewed by the Buffalo News, I said, is there anything you want me to say or not say? Is there, you know, something that you want to coach me on saying? Because when I worked for Valley Total Fitness and I was talking to the media, I basically, most of the time, I had a script, okay? And I'll tell you what, Rick L. said to me, Robbie, just be your honest self. Just, you know, be honest. Like you always are, and be yourself. And, you know, I really appreciated him saying that. So what I'm saying is I am excited about the change. I feel bad about losing the guys, but I'll tell you this. The cream of the crop of instructors are staying with the Buffalo Athletic Club women's clubs. Now, there are some instructors, and I want to say this, there are some instructors that don't have the choice to come to the Buffalo Athletic Club women's clubs that worked for the co-ed clubs because they only worked for the co-ed clubs. Lee Barrett's one of the instructors that I'm thinking of right now. She only worked for the co-ed clubs, so she doesn't have a choice to come to the BAC women's clubs. And it's going to be sad losing someone like her because she's awesome. But I'll tell you this.
The BAC has all the intentions of new clubs, building new clubs in Buffalo and Rochester. And they also are going to be breaking ground for Colvin, for the Colvin location, which I know you go to, right? Mm-hmm. And it's going to be bigger than the Evans Club. They're going to be expanding. They're putting $2 million into the Colvin location. And they are basically putting a Group X floor that's going to be bigger than the Evans floor at that location. And they also are going to be increasing the area for core training and small group training. And Connie Emmerling, who is the manager at that club, she took me on a tour yesterday and showed me all the expansions. Like, they're going to be expanding by 35%. It's going to be unbelievable. So
you'll be doing classes over there. You start.
You know, she asked me that yesterday. That's a good question. She did ask me, Connie asked me to teach there yesterday, and I'm teaching, you know, I have, even though I'm only working part-time, I am teaching Mondays and Wednesdays of four classes at the Buffalo Athletic Club. And Tuesdays and Thursdays are the days that I teach my nutrition classes, my 12-week healthy eating classes, which kick off in January, and also my new Daniel Plan 8-week program, which I'm kicking off at Northgate Community Church. So those days are out. So Friday is the only day I have available, because Saturday I am teaching as well. And, you know, so, you know, we're going to, you know, we're talking about it. And at the very least, I'll be able to do, you know, clients and nutritional training and you know, seminars on healthy eating and that kind of stuff there. So I'm excited about that. But the cardio floor in and of itself, they're expanding by 35%. So they're putting $2 million into the Colvin location for the Buffalo Athletic Club, and really, really focusing on these women's clubs. So it's going to be an exciting time. And I'll tell you, their clubs, the women's clubs, do very, very well in this market. And classes are always packed. There's always a lot of energy. I love teaching at the Evans Club, where Jen is. She's the manager there. And, of course, Ellen Coleman, she is the regional director for Group X. She's working hard behind the scenes and trying to fit in all of the instructors so that, you know, people aren't, you know, losing classes and that kind of thing. But some changes are coming down the pike, and she's trying to make everybody happy, but that's not possible. I was in the same place that she was, only for, you know, 400 clubs. So it's tough. It's very tough. But I do want, so there's a couple of things that I want to say, and that is, here's my advice. Do not sign anything, okay? Do not sign anything, because I know that there are some clubs in the area right now that realize that there are people shopping from the Buffalo Athletic Club, you know, shakeup. And I am going to tell you, as my 30-year you know, experience will tell you, that you should not sign anything before you do your homework, before you check out. Go online, Google the different companies, see what members are saying about the different companies and that kind of thing. There's everything's on the internet at our fingertips right now. So don't sign any contracts until you've done your homework. That's number one. That is for employees and members, because employees are asked to sign contracts too right now. And I'm just saying, I wouldn't advise it. So if you are shopping for a gym, my advice, number one, is first to decide what your goals are. You know, I don't know, Charlene, I know, you know, for you, you like the Group X classes. You like
I like flexibility.
Yeah.
I like the, you know, opportunity to even be able to skip out at lunchtime to be able to go,
yeah,
you know, after work, the times of the classes.
Yes. Very important. So if, you know, and I'm glad you brought that up, because when you're thinking of your goals, outline your goals first. Is it to gain weight, lose weight, get toner, you know, get more muscular? Do you like Pilates? Do you like yoga? First of all, you need to know what your goals are. And for someone like my husband, I know he loves yoga. So I handed him my yoga DVD, which is on my website right now with all my other formats of classes. You know, he does yoga in the house. He also likes to swim, so he goes to UB because he's a UB alumni. So
ever put anything in with aquatics, since that seems to be?
Yeah, I don't know about the future, but yeah. So, you know, outline your goals. And then, number one, outline your goals. Number two, what is your budget? But that should not be the number one, because you know what? You get what you pay for, right? So if you're just going for, you know, $5 a month gym, I'm going to just say you get what you pay for, you know. So it might not be what you want. It might be just something that fits into your budget. And the other thing is location. And I know this is important to you, Char. You know, you're working and you're going to different locations, right?
Right.
And so basically when it comes to location, I'm going to go back to that analogy of a restaurant. Here's the thing. If a restaurant is on your corner of your street and they have terrible food, are you going to go to it just because it's close?
No.
No. You're going to drive farther to go to the restaurant that you want, and it's not going to be a cookie cut place where they have, you know, it might be, I don't know. But, you know, basically you're going to go to a good restaurant. And so the location can't be that important. And quite frankly, we're in Buffalo. It doesn't take an hour to get from one end of the city to the other like Chicago. And then shop around and do not sign anything, and then try it out. There are some places, like I know the new Y by ECC College there. You cannot try that place out from what I understand. You have to be a actual member to be able to work out in that club. You should be able to try it out. I invite people to come and take my classes at the Buffalo Athletic Club all the time. You should be able to try it out, and then it's like buying a pair of shoes. Why would you buy a pair of shoes without trying them on? You want to be able to try out the gym. So those are my major tips for you in shopping for a gym or deciding which gym you're going to go to. And take advantage of those free trial memberships. And, again, just slow down, people. Do not sign any contracts until you do your homework. All right. So when we come back, Charlene Brocious is in the house, and we are going to be talking about our aging parents. So do not go anywhere. Of course, we're all going to deal with this at one time or another in our lives. And better now, start thinking about it and know what your resources are, because many resources out there are free, like the advice coming up right now on The Raw Truth. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals, but more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you are a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting robbieraw.com.
We are back, and at the end of the show, I'll tell you the top trends in fitness and health for 2014 from ACSM, the American College of Sports Medicine. And we were just talking about the changes with Buffalo Athletic Club, and also how to shop for a gym, what's important, do not sign a contract, all that stuff. And right now I have Charlene Brocious again with me, and she is a registered nurse and a long, 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 long time friend of mine and our families. And good morning again, Charlene.
Good morning, Rabbi.
And, you know, it's so appropriate to have you on at this time of the year because, of course, a lot of people are here from the holidays. I saw, like, five different out-of-town licenses on my car license on the way here in today. And so people are coming out of town to see their family, and many times their families are mothers, fathers, aunts, people like that who really they haven't seen in maybe a couple of months, maybe a month, maybe longer. I know some of my friends haven't seen their family in years. And so when you are around someone, not talking on the phone to them because everything sounds perfect and fine on the phone.
Right.
When you are actually spending day in and day out with somebody and you come in from out of town, you see changes in them. And you know, some of those changes you see all the time. What are some of those changes that people are seeing?
The first thing that people really should look at is, you know, does your mom or dad have any weight loss? You want to really look at what they look like, you know, and what their physical condition looks like. Are they taking care of themselves? Especially with dementia, we see a lot of people who were always keeping themselves as, you know, prim and proper and clean, their hygiene, you know, they always wore their makeup, their hair was just so, they wouldn't even think of not getting up and shaving in the morning. And so those are things that in an email or on the phone, you're not seeing and you're not realizing. And then you look at your parent and they look really withdrawn. You know, you can't see depression over the phone either.
Right.
So when they start to not keep themselves up and their clothes aren't being well kept, they're not matching, you know.
They wear the same thing every day.
They wear the same thing every day. You're not seeing. That really was not your parent before.
Right.
So those are key signs. Things around the house, you know, if you're looking at, even when they're walking, when you're visiting with them and they're walking and you see that they're grabbing from one chair to the next chair. A lot of times their balance is starting to go.
Right.
And their vision, you know, look at the house and whether it's well kept and food in the refrigerator. If you make plans that maybe you live out of town or maybe you're dropping things off during the week, but you don't see your parent for, you know, for a little while, and then they still have the same milk in there and they still have the same food that you bought it, but they really weren't eating it. But when you're talking to them on the phone, they're telling you that they're eating and they're fine, but they're probably eating the cookies or little snack things, you know, crackers. Or they sometimes forget how to open up the cans, or, you know, you can have frozen ravioli, but if they forget that it's in there, they're not going to go in, they're not going to take it out, they're not going to boil the water, they're not going to go through the whole process.
And they think they ate.
They forget. They can eat. My father used to do it all the time. My daughter used to help him make a sandwich for him, and then he would be, you know, she'd say, oh, my gosh, he's upset with me because he said he didn't eat, but honest, I fed him, you know, and those are the little things that, you know, when you're visiting, a good thing is, you know, say to your parent, you know, Mom, I'm hungry. You know, I have to do this right now. Would you just make me a sandwich real quick? See whether they still have the ability to do it without humiliating them, but just act as if you have something else that you're busy doing with the age of texting and, you know, computers and everything. You know, pretend you're making a phone call and ask her to make you a sandwich.
That's a very good point. And I know my mom, who's 91, is listening right now, actually, and she's home with my family, but also an aide from Christian Home Companions, Debbie, who actually is... Her daughter's name is Amanda, and apparently...
yes. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, Debbie.
My gosh.
And so
Carloni.
She's her daughter... How does it work? Her daughter's boyfriend's son.
Is my youngest son.
Yes. So she's with my mom right now. And, you know, I have her there because, you know, obviously I know that... You know, I want my mom to be eating. I want my mom to, you know, have somebody there at all times. That not everybody has the ability to have home care like that. And not everybody has the ability to have their mom move in with them like I have. In fact, 99.9% of the people I talk to and my friends cannot do what I'm doing. And so that's where Peregrine's Landing comes in. That's where your expertise. And, you know, I came to Peregrine's Landing to check out that facility, which is like a 5-star hotel.
Right.
That doesn't look anything. It's not a nursing home.
No, it's assisted living. We provide assistance to individuals. And what's really nice is that we have the one-bedroom apartment. So people don't feel like they're moving out of their home. They have a bedroom. They have a little kitchenette area. They have a living room. But we do provide 3 restaurant-style meals a day that they can come down to, plus, you know, happy hour and snacks and everything else. But... you know, we pride ourselves. We just talked before about the BAC and big companies and everything. We pride ourselves on being very unique and not being cookie cutter and looking at the uniqueness and the individuality of every single resident that's within our building. So, you know, if one person's father likes a particular, you know, thing, we're really looking at that in care planning and making sure that his needs are met, even though it's just him that likes that or wants that versus the other 80-some people that are living there. We really look at each individual and recognize that, you know, this is their life. They have so much history. I mean, it is amazing when we do life legacy stories to hear about the wonderful things that they did in their past. And it's very easy to look at somebody and see them older and not realize all the things they accomplished in life and all the things we can still learn from them.
Right. And you know what? When you're running in and out, which, you know, I was guilty of when my mom wasn't living with me, you know, it was like I wasn't home and I wasn't with her. I was always running between her mm-hmm. house and my house. When you do that, you don't see some of the signs that you were just talking about. But in your facility, in Peregrine's Landing,
they're seen. They are looked at all the time. There's 24-hour supervision. They can get as much care as they want if they still want to. If they're still capable of delivering, their, you know, taking their own medications and not having the staff give them, they can do that, and they don't pay for that service. If they, you know, can still do a shower, if they really just want the security of knowing that if they fell in the middle of the night, somebody is there.
Right.
We check on them every 4 hours.
Yeah.
So they could be sleeping in their bed. We're still going in, peeking in, making sure they didn't get up to go to the bathroom and fall. I don't have to tell you, but falls, you know, when people get older can really, you know, I mean, you're busy with exercising and trying to keep people nice and strong so that they maintain that balance. I mean, we even have an exercise room there. You saw our exercise room.
Oh, yes, yes. And a chapel.
And the chapel. And so, you know, somebody can fall and, you know, break a hip, and that can really set them back.
Right, right.
For being able to function in their senior years.
Now that's just happened to a family member of ours, too. And, you know, unfortunately, it does. It changes things. And, you know, it's hard on the family member, you know, the patient themselves, but everybody else. They don't want to be in that position where they are, you know, at the mercy of everybody else. And, you know, having to depend on others. And really, you know, you're talking about falling, but chances are in a facility like Peregrine's Landing, you're not going to see the falls that you would when your loved one is by themselves, because you identify their instability before the fall happens.
You look at certain risk factors, and right. There's an awful lot of medications that the doctors are putting them on that create problems. You know, when they're giving them medication so that their bladder isn't so hyperactive, you know, these things then tend to dehydrate people. And, you know, there's just an awful lot of things that can end up causing or creating a imbalance. Not to mention the fact that when they live alone, I mean, I don't think any of us are going to prepare a nice big meal and eat a good nutritious meal when we're sitting there by ourselves. It's
no.
easier to just pick on things.
Right.
And there's yes. no social stimulation. But I think one of the things I'm seeing right now with families, and this is where they really need to utilize us, you might not be ready for your parent to move into an assisted living, but you need to utilize us as a resource.
Yes.
Because often our parents do not want to ever look like they're losing control of their independence
No.
or their parenthood. And so I find a lot of families will say, but my mother yells at me. She says I'm fine. She tells me, get out of the house. I'm fully capable of driving. You know, what are you doing here? I know what I'm doing. And then they're hurt over this. You know, their personal feelings are hurt over it. They
Right.
can't get their parent to go to a doctor because their parent knows something's wrong. They don't want to be put into a nursing home,
right?
And they don't trust their children anymore. So they need to kind of outsource and let somebody else be the bad guy. Let the doctor or let
mm-hmm.
somebody who's a professional be able to be the one that's delivering this news. I have plenty of nurse practitioners who are in the geriatric field who will do a home visit and can come and see your parent in their home. And this way you're not having to take them out. But You can't struggle with this by yourself.
Right, right. Our phone lines are open, and when we come back, you know, we will take your calls, 883-5000, outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. We're talking about your aging parents, your aging loved one. Maybe it's not your parents. Maybe you're responsible for your aunt. Maybe it's a cousin. You know, you have resources for free that you can actually look into. And Charlene Brocious from Peregrine's Landing is the answer. You can call her at 893-3000, 893-3000. That's 716 area code. Go to the Peregrine's Landing website, Peregrine's Landing. It's Peregrines Landing.com. And check it out. When we come back, Charlene, I want to talk about the person who's listening right now, has never reached out for any kind of help, is afraid that they're going to be committed to a, you know, to a certain facility or whatever if they even make a phone call. What can you tell that person about how you can help them without them coming in and signing a contract or whatever? Because you have you also do seminars and things like that, you know, for the community.
Yes.
And educating them on what the resources are out there. So I want to talk about that when we come back from our endorsed sponsors. And I want to get this in as well. And, of course, no guilt goodies. We've all been eating goodies over the holidays. I bet they weren't no guilt goodies most of the time. But you can get back on track, not only with your health and fitness goals, but with your goodies as well, by going to NoGuiltGoodies.com and checking out their array of desserts. I'm talking chocolate truffles, chocolate cake, chocolate ganache, cheesecakes, pumpkin cheesecakes, all kinds of things, granola balls, protein balls. My girlfriend Beth at NoGuiltGoodies.com, she makes these with raw organic ingredients, which some of them are vegan, some not. They are to die for. They're on Facebook. Also, go to NoGuiltGoodies.com. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambagorda today at 716-636-1470.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasia at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Investing in your health and wellness is more than a luxury. It's a vital part of self-care. Licensed massage therapist Rebecca Albert believes that therapeutic massage coupled with proper nutrition and supplementation work as a preventative measure. Rebecca has worked with Robbie Ra in gaining an understanding of the impact of nutrition, supplement, and exercise on her own health. Now she's able to assist you in managing your pain through massage and nutrition. Rebecca also accepts insurance. Call her today to schedule your Raw True massage appointment at 316-2511. That's 316-2511.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And, you know, Charlene Brocious is here from Peregrine's Landing. We're talking about your aging parents. I did want to mention one of our newest endorsed sponsors, Rebecca Albert, licensed massage therapist. I'll tell you, it is not too late to get some gift certificates for those that you love. And she also takes insurance. Many insurance companies will pay for massage. She is actually one of the approved, licensed approved therapists that will that work with insurance companies, and she is amazing. So check her out. Also, we had Dr. Michael Cicchetti on last week, and wonderful doctor, very knowledgeable from Buffalo Sports and Spine. He's going to be joining us in 2014. Buffalo Sports and Spine is an endorsed sponsor. I'm excited about that. And also, we'll have Pine Pharmacy on, pharmacist Al Mudo and his son will be on coming up in 2014 as well. So I'm looking forward to that. Charlene, we were talking about, aging parents. And there are people who are listening right now. And our phone lines are open, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. The person out there that is, realizing after hearing some of the signs that you've been talking about with their loved ones, and their parent is the one that wants to keep their independence, wants to stay in their home, wants to stay in their apartment, and it's hard to tell your parent that it's unsafe for them. But we have like a moral and really biblical obligation to step up and take care of our parents when they can't take care of themselves anymore, when they are at risk for falling, when they are not cognitively, aware of, their memory is going. They may leave the stove on. They may cover up the furnace with their clothes, the heater in the home. I've seen that, so many things that will put them in danger. It was hard for me. My mom wanted to stay independent as long as she
could. They all want to stay home. Yeah. And I think that's what's hard is because they're not recognizing what I think families have to really look at is that at one particular point, they're at a point where they lack the judgment to make good decisions for themselves.
Right.
It's almost as if we're looking at, and I don't like to compare elderly with children and demean them in any way, but when you're looking at some of the deficits that happen with cognitive loss, some of them, would you leave your six-year-old home in the house by themselves?
Right.
And would you allow them to do some of these, tasks
that
really should require some supervision? I know it's hard. I went through it personally myself. And I see families go through it all the time. And this is why I say I think you need to be able to reach out to other people to allow them, to allow you to still be the child.
Right.
Your parent to have that, be the parent, still have that type of a relationship, and you not be the bad guy.
Right.
Sometimes somebody else has to step in. Sometimes it takes a circumstance. We offer respite, which is a short-term vacation stay.
I love that.
A beautiful room that's there, full apartment, fully furnished, beautiful furniture, and people can come and stay with us for, a few days, a couple weeks, and get a feel for the place. And it can be a breather for a family that's really, stressed and trying to look at options. It might be that you still want to take care of your parent in the home, but you need to set up the resources like you have with home care and companions to take care of it.
Right.
But you can utilize our community for that short-term stay. And oftentimes the person gets there and they love it so much because they're with people their own age. They're getting stimulated. They still have the privacy of their own apartment, but when they want to be with people, they can be with people.
Absolutely.
So there is no commitment. You asked earlier, you mentioned earlier about sometimes people being afraid. Just picking up the phone or coming and having lunch with us at our community, it doesn't commit you to anything. As a matter of fact, you can sign up and have somebody move in with us, and all that's required is a 30-day notice. You pay month to month.
Wow.
And so there is no commitment. It's not like you're signing, you know, a year contract or anything like that. We offer seminars. We often have people that come that are geriatric care managers that can assist and provide additional resources than what we can do. We have lawyers that specialize in geriatric.
Important. That is.
It is, because you know what? Nobody plans. Nobody has the health care proxy. Nobody has the POA. Nobody's looking, when people have life-threatening illnesses, to have the MOLSTs in place. And so now you have somebody that, you know, collapses, and you don't know what to do. And when you're in an emotional duress, it's very hard to make those decisions. Do you put them on life support? Do you allow them to give them this medication, that medication? You know, you need to have talks with your parent early on, and I think people avoid those conversations. And so we have a lot of seminars that give the information out there. We just had one several months ago, and people brought their parents with them so everybody could hear. So then you're not going with your, you're not saying to your parent, Mom, you need to sign this, you need to take care of this. They're hearing the information, and they're processing it on their own, too, of knowing what they need to do.
And so if someone wants information on when these seminars, these free seminars for the family or the patient and family are available,
They can call. They can call right at the facility at 893-3000. We often post them on our website. We just had a really big, the virtual dementia tour, where we were at the Holiday Inn in Niagara Falls, and we were there for the entire day doing actual virtual dementia tours and taking individuals right through the process of knowing what it feels like to walk in the shoes of somebody who's having some memory loss. And I have to tell you that every testimonial from the people that leave, because I always make sure that they give me information, every single one of them, you know, said it was a life-changing experience. And so, you know, we'll be doing those almost every other month right there at Peregrine's Landing. And so if people are interested, if you want to know how you can be a better caregiver, what you could change and adapt in the environment in your home to make things better, for someone who's having some of the physical, the sensory, and the cognitive deficits, it's definitely something. Call us up, tell us I'm interested in it, and we will get in touch with you the next time that we're doing one of those sessions. Call 893-3000.
And, you know, you have been, obviously you come from experience in taking care of your father when he was aging.
Right.
And, you know, of course, you've actually, you know, helped me with my mom as well. There were things I wasn't thinking about when my mom was in the hospital, because it was when she fell that I was forced to start thinking of some things I didn't want to think about, you know. And so you helped me, and gosh, we've known each other for years, but we've never had that conversation.
No.
And so you don't want to wait until they fall, or you don't want to wait until, you know, you think there might be something going on.
You shouldn't wait for there to be a crisis, because I will say to you, I don't think there's very few people who are thinking 100% clear when you're dealing with a crisis. And then on top of it all, you know, I mean, I was an only child, and so I didn't have, I dealt on the opposite end of, you know, who could help me, what could I do, how much is there that I could do. You know, we deal with working with families and also trying to help, because you need to look within your family who has different strengths. Not everybody is the caregiver. Not everybody in the family, you know, somebody might be better off to take care of the financial part of it. Somebody might be better off with their work schedule to be the person that's bringing, you know, the food. And you need to look at the entire family picture and see, how can we make this work?
Right, right.
And it's better when it's coming from somebody on the outside.
You know, it's so true. It is so true, because there's sometimes conflict within the family of what needs to be done.
We have different personalities.
Right.
It's not, I mean, you were raised exactly the same way, loved by the same parents and everything, but I deal with this all the time. Yes. You know, you would never, they're just, you know.
Well, it's wonderful to have a place like Peregrine's Landing. Again, 716-893-3000. And Charlene, you know, I just, you're a wealth of knowledge, and people really do get to, you know, get so much more than they, the information than they even need for free from you. You're such a resource, and your staff as well. We got to go to our endorsed sponsors, but we'll say a few words when we come back. I also want to give the top three trends for health and fitness for 2014. And there's never enough time, Charlene, when you're on. I'm so grateful that you're on a regular basis, because there's never, never enough time. But also, I just want to remind you to go to my website and check out my free healthy eating class is coming up in January. I guarantee you they will be sold out. I have free seminars coming up on January 7th at Northgate Community Center, both at 12:30 and 7 p.m. at night, for the Daniel Plan, which is an 8-week program I'm kicking off for biblically based health and fitness and wellness. And then on January 9th at 12:30 and at 7 p.m., and that is going to be my 12-week healthy eating program. These are free seminars that you can come. There's no commitment, again, to learn about health, fitness, and wellness, and really motivate you to make a change in your life in 2014 for the better. There's so much information, misinformation out there. You need to get the raw truth and really find out, you know, what you need to do and what you should be eating and you know, how to change your behaviors, cut the cravings for sugar and all that kinds of stuff, all that kind of stuff in 2014. So make sure you check out those free seminars again, and we will be right back with Charlene Brocious and The Raw Truth.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services, from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Commit to improving your health and fitness. This year, commit to changing your life for the better. Hi, I'm Robbie Raw, your holistic health and nutrition practitioner, and I'm here to help you commit to changing your body and health for good. For over 30 years, I've been coaching people on how to transform their body into the temple God made it to be. I offer private nutrition and life coaching, a new monthly holistic class, and a new 12-week healthy eating and living program where you'll stay motivated, learn the secrets to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy. I will engage you in all the tools you need to see the results you've been working so hard for. So for more information, go to my website, robbieraw.com.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And we're just, closing up here. Charlene Brocious, I'm so grateful that you came in from Peregrine's Landing. Don't forget to call them. Check out their free seminars for yourself, for your loved ones. Find out what resources are out there for you. There's no commitment. 716-893-3000. Go to peregrineslanding.com. You can just Google it. Their website is filled with information, and ask for Charlene or her staff when you call 716-893-3000. Charlene, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Robbie.
And it's always too short of time, you know, when you're on. We could talk forever about this passionate subject about taking care of our loved ones. I do want to mention the top health and fitness trends were released by the American College of Sports Medicine for 2014. Number one being interval training, and of course I do my kickboxing class based on the principles of interval training. Periods of high intensity cardio combined with periods of lower intensity rest and sometimes strength as well. And active rest is very important, not just rest, take a nap rest, but I'm talking about active rest. And so interval training is one of the number one top trend for 2014. And, you know, you can do that when you're outside walking, running, and that's interval training. Or you can, you know, obviously we'd love you to come into the gym and do do it with us. And also, I do want to mention that number two and number three are about resistive training, strength training, weight training, and that is the way to go. I've been saying that for years. You know, muscle dictates metabolism, not cardio. You want to shape your body, you want to look like you work out, then you better hit the weights, okay? And I'll be teaching raw cuts coming up in just a little bit. And also I'll be adding those two classes at the Buffalo Athletic Club on Mondays and Wednesday nights, by the way. 6:30 will be raw cuts, 7:30 will be kickboxing on Monday and Wednesday nights. So that's important, the weight training, the strength training, number two trend. And number three is really nutrition, incorporating healthy eating into your regime. You can't just work out in the gym and get results, or out of the gym and get results. And you can't just eat right and not work out. You need both. So, of course, you know, as a holistic health and nutrition practitioner, that's why I do what I do, because I want to help you get results, not just have you, you know, do cardio for 2 hours a day and never change the shape of your body ever. If you're not getting results and you're working out, or maybe you don't, you're too tired to work out, you need to find out what you need to eat to increase your energy level, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, and shape your body. There's two ways to increase muscle mass. One is through your dietary habits, of course, and number two is working out with the weight. So it's not just, you know, working out with the weights that increases muscle mass. It is through your dietary habits. Learn how and come to my free seminars on January 7th and 9th. Go to my website, robbieraw.com, and check it out. So Charlene Brocious from Peregrine's Landing, you are a wealth of information. So grateful to know you, love you, and really, you know, have you as a resource for my own family as well. As so you've helped so many people. Give her a call at 716-893-3000 and peregrineslanding.com. Thank you, Charlene, for coming in.
Thank you,
in.
Robbie.
And we'll be right back here next week with The Raw Truth. Have a great week and Happy New Year.